Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. It depends on what part of the globe you're on and what time of day it is where you are located while you're listening to this fantastic podcast. Well, welcome back to WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. And I'm here to talk to you about some plugins. This, of course, is episode number 2, and this would be start of our plugins. Tonight here we're going to be covering a couple of plugins. We're going to be covering Akismet and then Blueberry PodPress. Why two? Well, we're going to cover A and B tonight, mainly because Akismet takes all of about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes tops to set up. 2 minutes if you have to go get yourself an API key. If you already got the API key, well, it's even easier. So at any rate, we're going to cover Akismet. And we're going to cover Blueberry PodPress, or PowerPress. And what that's going to do for us here today is we're going to show you, well, I can't show you. I actually had anticipated being able to show you how it was set up by doing a screen capture on setup of these plugins. But for some reason, the software I have for doing the screen capture doesn't seem to want to work under my new Windows 7 installation, and I did not realize that. So, at any rate, we are going to mosey on through this with a description. If the description isn't good enough for you, well, you're just going to have to sort of listen harder or send me some questions via email. You can always reach me at dragon@johnoverall.com, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. You can also find me on Twitter at Ankhonsu, that's AHKONSU on Twitter. I know it's a bit of a mouthful, but ask me sometime, I'll be happy to tell you the story behind it. So at any rate, I may not know exactly what's happening here, but well, we'll figure it out as we go, and well, we're going to hopefully have some fun while doing this. At least I hope to have some fun while doing it, and maybe help educate a few folks out there on how to use things. So with no further ado, or even more further ado, we're going to jump right into this and start discussing the plugins. Now, the first plugin, as I mentioned, is Akismet. Now, hopefully you're starting with a brand new WordPress installation. If not a brand new WordPress installation, then you're going to, well, figure it out here from a pre-installed installation that you're working with to clean up and make better. At any rate, I'm going to be discussing this from a brand new WordPress 3.01 installation. So all of the plugins will be WordPress 3 compatible, and I don't know any more about WordPress 2.9 or below. If you still have that, you should consider upgrading and spend some time getting to know WordPress 3, because it's fantastic. So anyway, with a brand new installation of WordPress, you will notice down on your plugins menu, your new menu down the left-hand side, scroll down until you find where the plugins are at. Once you find the plugins, click on Plugins. You will find that you have two plugins installed. Now, I myself, for simplicity's sake, and because I like to keep my plugin area nice and clean, the Hello Dolly plugin, which was designed originally so people could take it apart and learn how to create a plugin, or just because if you happen to like famous words sung by Louis Armstrong or in Hello Dolly, well, you can set it up and you can see a lyric up in your admin dashboard every time you load the dashboard. Me, I automatically delete that. So just go down to Hello Dolly, click on the delete button. It'll ask you if you really want to delete it. Click yes. Toss it out of there. Now all you have left is Akismet. To activate Akismet and set it up, simply click on the activate button for Akismet. Once it's activated, it'll tell you what you need. Now, the great thing about this plugin is it does a fantastic job of stopping spammers from your website. Previously, I didn't use Akismet because I wasn't thoroughly convinced of it. This was last year when I first started getting into WordPress, but now I'm a thorough believer in Akismet. You no longer have to use the reCAPTCHA forms, which are nearly impossible to read most of the time, or questions that are so bizarre. It's like, why am I answering what the color of grass is? Doesn't everybody know that? At any rate, you will need an API key to use Akismet. If you don't have an API key, click on the link that leads you off to go get an API key. If you click that link, it will take you off to Akismet's website where you can set yourself up with an API key and you can get it for free. If you have ever used WordPress.com, you already have an Akismet API key. Now, you don't have to subscribe to Akismet when you hit their webpage. You just simply go click on it, click on the About. It's free. And set yourself up. So, go back there. Once it's activated, you will see a new yellow bar appear below the word Plugins. And it says, Enter your Akismet API key. Click on that. That's at the top in the center box area. Once you click that, it takes you to the Akismet configuration page. Here, it tells you what you need. If you don't have your API key, again, you can get it from here by going to akismet.com. And once you get your key, simply enter it in the box below and then click the box underneath that that says automatically discard spam comments on posts older than a month. In other words, you don't want them cluttering up your database. Just get them out of there. Click Update Options, and boom, that's it. It's all done. Akismet's all set up, and you don't have to do anything else. What you will notice is you will notice up in your menu under Dashboard, you'll notice a new link up there. It's got Dashboard, Updates, and then Akismet Stats. You can click on Akismet Stats to go see what it's been stopping on your system. Now, the nice thing about it is if you've had Akismet installed, it'll give you some historical stats. If not, it'll just show you that it's not caught anything at all. And it will just start to accumulate stats for you. So that would be Akismet. And now we're going to move on into starting to talk about the Blueberry PodPress, and we will be back to that in just a moment after this commercial word. Okay, I sort of lied there. I had no commercial, but hey, what the hell. What really happened was I just took a 15-20 minute break there so I could go do the icing on my wife's birthday cake. I'm celebrating my wife's birthday tomorrow, so I decided to make her a birthday cake from scratch. You know, fantastic chocolate cake. So just as an aside, if you're making yourself a chocolate cake and you want to add some really good flavor to it, and you're doing layers, before you ice it up, take a brush, take some Grand Marnier, put it in a little bowl, and brush some Grand Marnier on that chocolate cake. It adds some fantastic flavor to it. So anyway, let's get back to it. We are going to be discussing Blueberry Press here. Blueberry PodPress, I believe it's called. PowerPress. Blueberry PowerPress plugin. Now, this plugin here is not part of your standard install. It's, of course, a plugin that you have to go get. You can go get it one of two ways. You can go to Blueberry's website and get it, but that's not the easy way to do it. The easy way to do it is go click on your plugins. Under your plugins menu, you'll see an Add New button. Click on that Add New button, and it'll bring you up a window where you can do a search. And what you do is in that search term box, you type in there Blueberry PowerPress. That's BLUBRRY space PowerPress, one word. And then you just click Search Plugins. Now it's going to bring you up all the things that related to Blueberry PowerPress. And you'll see the top two returns there. One is Blueberry PowerPress Podcasting Plugin. That's the podcasting plugin that powers johnoverall.com podcasts. And below that is Subscribe Sidebar Plugin by Blueberry. That you'll see on my website there in the right-hand column. It's the list of all the icon links, the things you can subscribe to on my website. So what we're going to do is we're going to install both those plugins really quick. So what you do is you click on the Install Now for PowerPress Podcasting Plugin. Go ahead and install that. And when it's installed, you click on Return to Plugin Installer and search again for Blueberry PowerPress. And it'll bring you back up the list. And then you click on the one for Install Now of the Subscribe Sidebar Plugin by Blueberry. And click Install Now. Because we want both these plugins. They're both very useful. And you may as well get them now while you're there. Once that's done, it'll bring you up the Activate or Return to Plugin Installer. Click on Activate for the sidebar. And then it'll return you back to your plugins. And while you're there, click on Activate for the Blueberry PowerPress. Once that's activated, now what you have to do is you have to go and set it up. Now, to set this up is quite simple. You just scroll down to the bottom and you should have a new menu down in the lower left-hand column called PowerPress. Gives you two things to check, either settings or tools. Doesn't really matter which one you click here, but if you click on settings, it brings you up to the Welcome to Blueberry PowerPress, and you got to set up what mode you're going to use this plugin in, either simple mode or advanced mode. If you don't know a whole lot about setting up podcasts or anything, I highly recommend the simple mode. It sets up only the bare essential settings for you, player download links, etc., etc., nice and simple. I am going to cover the advanced mode here, not the simple mode. So click on the advanced mode button, and then click set mode and continue. Once that's done, it brings you up to setting up your episode entry options. Now, it's going to ask you what your option episode is, where your episodes are going to be located. Now what you have to do is you have to decide where on your website in your folders you're going to keep your episodes. And you may leave it blank if you always enter the complete URL when you're creating your podcast episodes. I myself left this blank because I set up these podcasts in my post menu, and we'll be getting to that shortly. The podcast entry box. This is the entry box that's included in your post menu when you're setting up your posts to the podcast. You simply leave it at the normal mode if you'd like. The simple mode includes the media URL field only. It doesn't give you the file size and the duration. They get auto-detected. The normal mode allows you to change it, even if they're auto-detected. The custom mode allows you to set up custom fields for iTunes, and it's highly recommended you learn what these iTunes fields are for, and set them up and use them. Below that is the file size default. Leave it to auto-detect. Duration default, auto detect. Auto add media, disabled. When it's enabled, the first or last media link found in the post content is automatically added as your podcast episode. And like it says in the note, use it with caution. The links could become confused. So you don't need to change any, didn't change anything there. So we're going to go back to the top there and click on the box that says Services and Statistics. Here, is your statistics area. You can set up for your statistics. You will need to go to Blueberry Services by clicking the link and setting up a free account at Blueberry Services. And then setting up your setting that information here for your statistics. The next one is your appearance. Now this is where you want your media presentation or where you want the player to appear or where you want the player to appear when it's when you've made a post. You can put it above the post or below the post or have it not appear at all. I highly recommend it below the post. That way they read your content first. And then the other thing here is click the box that says display media links in WordPress excerpts. The PowerPress short code. This gives you the information on the PowerPress short code for inserting this in your post where you want PowerPress to appear. The display media player is on page and new window, or on page only, or new window only. The download link, you always want that displayed because not everybody will be able to use your player because the player is JavaScript driven and not everyone allows, or not Java, it's Flash driven and not everyone allows Flash, as anyone with an iPhone will know. The theme issues, yeah, well, it depends on your theme. You won't know until you've got your theme all set up. The play in new window settings, leave that blank. The video player settings, leave that blank, and it will automatically fit them. The next one over is the feeds menu. Click on the feeds menu, and in the feeds, you want enhance all feeds. It doesn't matter which feed you're using, whether you're using multiple feeds or not. And allow for categories for podcastings, so visitors may subscribe to your categories as a podcast. Allow for tag keyword casting, so they can subscribe to your tags as a podcast. Your main site feed, it's automatically selected, and the podcast feed is automatically selected. Your feed settings, leave it blank. It'll default to showing the last 10 episodes. And your RSS2 image, this is an image that you will create and you'll put a path to this image from your media menu so that it shows on your RSS. If you need an example on how that looks, go on over to johnoverall.com real quick. And from the front page of that, simply click on my podcast feed under the subscribe to stuff, and you'll see there's a little photo of me in there. And that's what the picture sort of looks like. Your feed language, default is English. The default's the copyright. This is where you put your copyright information. Now, so go back to the top. And we will cover the iTunes settings here. Now, first thing you have to do before you can put your iTunes information is you have to submit your podcast to iTunes. If you don't have iTunes installed on your computer, you will have to install iTunes before you can submit it to Apple. There's a nice link in here that's follow the link to publish a podcast on iTunes. Does not work unless you have iTunes installed. Click that link after iTunes installed and follow the prompts to submit your podcast to iTunes. Very easy to do. Update the iTunes listing. You want to change this from no to yes once you have your iTunes information. Your iTunes feed settings. This is your iTunes program subtitle in here. And you want to put your information in that, of course, so that people will know what your podcast is. And what that's for, of course, this is so you can put your iTunes information. Now, this information is very key when you're getting your podcast listed in iTunes. There are literally thousands and thousands of podcasts in iTunes, so you're competing for space. And the better your description, the better your summary, the better your title, all of that there helps your podcast rise to the top in the melee that is iTunes. You want to select your iTunes categories carefully because your categories are important because that's how iTunes files it. You want to create your iTunes image as per the specifications here, 600 by 600. That's the artwork that they present with your podcast on iTunes. The iTunes talent name, this is the author's name of it. You can use the post author's name for individual episodes if you like. And your iTunes email, this is the email address when your podcast is accepted into the iTunes directory. So that sets everything up, and once that's all done, you just simply click on Save Changes. And it'll take a half a moment here, and it sets the changes. And then you go back down to Tools under PowerPress. And this gives you a whole bunch of tools for importing, exporting podcasts into your system. Now, the one thing you do need to do in here also is you need to go down to the bottom there in Advanced Options. If you want to have more than one type of podcast running from your blog, I myself will be having two podcasts running from my blog. I currently only have the WordPress podcast running, but I also do a podcast for World of Warcraft, and I had that previously on another website, and I'm going to be importing it over to this website here and changing my information on iTunes for that podcast. So what you can do here for the advanced options is you can click on the audio player options, click on the custom podcast channels, and click on the category podcasting so you can set up all the different category feeds. Click on Save Changes for that. Now what you'll see is if you scroll back down under your PowerPress menu, you have some new menu selections here. You have your audio player, and this one's pretty cool because who wants just the same old type of audio player? So click on the audio player. What this controls is the audio player that people see on your post. If you found my podcast through my website, you'll see I have an audio player there underneath, and you may be listening to this podcast through that. Now I can change that podcast from here, or that player from here. There's five different styles. And just for fun, you can change it up every once in a while. So you pick one, you activate it, and configure it. Doesn't really matter which one. You just go through and pick them, change them, configure them up. Let's say, for instance, we're going to go with the MP3 Player Maxi. That's the one in the middle. Click that box, click Activate and Configure Now. Brings up the next window for you. Now you can change the colors for it. It gives you a nice color scheme window if you click on that. You can change that. You can change the gradient on it. You can change the background, leave it as transparent or give it a color. You know, it's all a matter of what you want to do. Yeah, and this here gives it some fun changes. You can change the player height, the player width. Click on the button settings. You can change what color the buttons are. Volume settings. You can show a volume control. You can give it 100, the volume height in pixels. Click on the slider settings. It gives you some color adjustments for the sliders that go back and forth. Also change the height. Show the loading buffer if you want. Click on loading buffer. Save that. Once you're done playing around and adjusting it so it looks pretty cool, just click on Save Changes. Scroll back down, and under the PowerPress menu, you'll see Podcast Channels. What's this for this is for is you automatically have your default podcast channel. That's for your first podcast you create. If you want to run more than one podcast, you create a new channel here for your additional podcast. In my case, I created a new feed name for World of Warcraft and Feed Slug Warcraft. You know, you create it whatever feed slug you want, and then you just click Add Podcast Channel. So when you publish that new podcast, you'll stick it in the other in that channel when you're setting it up. Now click on the one, go down to the podcast menu again and click on Category Podcasting. This allows you to set up custom categories specific to your podcast, allowing you to organize episodes by topic. If, for instance, you do a podcast that varies on topics, like say you do a cooking podcast, but the topics vary, like one time you do breakfast, next time you do dinner, so you can organize it into categories for breakfast, dinner, and etc. here. So this is a nice way to be able to make it easier for people to find your podcasts. Makes it more usable, more user-friendly. And again, we'll cover the tools one last time. Scroll back down to the PowerPress menu. Click on the PowerPress tools, and this gives you a whole bunch of tools. Resource tools for importing, exporting, updating services, finding replace media, capabilities, plugins, cache. There's a whole bunch of stuff here. You'll want to play with it, tweak with it, have a little fun. Make sure you test this stuff on a non-live website before you start playing with it on your live website. Always a good thing to do. Now we're going to show you real quick how to get a podcast into your website and publish and post it. To do that, you have to create yourself a brand new post. Hopefully, if you're using WordPress, you know how to create new posts. So go to the post menu, add new post, add your new post, and what you do is typical, call it podcast, give it some information in the middle, description, podcast notes. For instance, if you found this podcast on my website, you'll notice there's a whole bunch of notes there in this podcast. Usually it's notes with links to different areas, description of it, what you've done, what you talked about, you know, tips, information, blah, blah, blah. All kinds of really interesting stuff. So once you've done that, the standard stuff, scroll down to the bottom, and in the bottom is the podcast episode. Now you do have to upload your podcast separately from this window here, and you can do that simply with the upload insert link at your top of your post. You click on the upload insert link for adding audio, and you add your audio, and once it's added, it'll give you a URL. You copy that URL and you paste it in here. Then you click on verify, and it will automatically detect your file size and your file duration. And that's all you got to do, and then you just simply publish the post. And there you have it. There's the first two plugins, Akismet and Blueberry PowerPress. And this has been John Overall with WordPress plugins from A to Z. I hope you enjoyed it, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can always contact me here at contact me at dragon@johnoverall.com. Send your emails. Be happy to hear from you. If you found me on iTunes, leave me some feedback, good, bad, ugly. I like it all, man. And who knows, in the future, I may read out any pieces I get, any comments I get. The other thing is that I hope to eventually do is as I find and discover people in the WordPress area, I will eventually do some interviews with plugin creators as I get through to them. So this way we can find out a bit more about their plugin, why they created it, or tidbits or tips they might be able to give us on how to use their plugins. So anyway, that's all for now. Have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. It all depends on where you're at on the globe. Take care.